We can also use the questions for chunking up and chunking down to move laterally, i.e. stay on the same level of abstraction, but move sideways on that particular level. This is the strategy for doing lateral thinking. This is how you do it. Firstly, you chunk up at least one level of abstraction, and then you come down again by asking the question, what's another example of this? Which moves us down to the same level of abstraction that we started on, but we've moved sideways. The more levels that you chunk up before chunking back down again, the more lateral you'll go. Here's an example of how I use this in a business training. I was running a small NLP sales training, and I asked each of the people on the training what their purpose in being on the training was, what their goals were, etc. And one of the people there, who is a director of a large organization, when I asked him, what do you want to get out of the training, he said, I want to become more organized. Now I'm thinking, we've got a bit of a problem here. This is a sales training, not a training about becoming more organized. So I asked him, well, what will being more organized do for you? He said, well, I'll get more done. I said, and what's your purpose in wanting to get more done? I'll become more productive. And when I asked him, what will that increase in productiveness do for you? He said, it'll enable us to make more money. I said, brilliant. We want to make more money in your business. Just out of curiosity, what would be other ways of making more money in your business? And he thought for a moment. He said, well, we could increase our sales. I said, brilliant. And you're in absolutely the right place, because this is a sales training, and what you'll learn today will enable you to dramatically increase your sales. He said, great, that's brilliant. I didn't realize that. And he was happy. By chunking laterally, by chunking up and then chunking laterally into other ways of making more money, I enabled him to be in the right place on the right training, and he could go out somewhere else and learn how to become more organized, but he was motivated to learn how to sell more. In many businesses, when they're faced with a problem, they've chunked down or they drill down into the details of the problem. It tends to get them really bogged down. The best thing to do in business when you're facing a problem is to chunk up. What is this problem an example of? And what's that an example of? And what's that an example of? And get the real high-level problem. From there, you can then chunk down laterally. What are other examples of this? Which enables you to do very creative problem solving. Not only solve the problem that you started out with, but actually work on fundamental big problems with the organization. Problems that, when you realize what they are and you solve them, have an enormous impact for the benefit of the company. All using the chunking up and chunking down questions.